Go.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Friday, July 6th, and a very, very special beginning to the show today.
Yes.
Normally, we have lots of tomfoolery and hijinks, mm-hmm. but I am here to block out a little segment to talk about our man, Mr. RJ Diaz.
Hero. There he is.
Yeah. Hero.
Now, the only guy on this show that has made an occasional reference to the Riddler's situation mm-hmm. is Oscar Santana.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And Oscar would say things like, well, you're the last person that should do that. Or, you know, yeah, you should be thinking about living and not doing this. And, yeah. and Oscar would throw those in mm-hmm. once in a while. But by and large.
So in a way, he's like the Bolivian Riddler.
Our dear friend.
Throwing jabs.
RJ, how many months ago did you find out the news that you found out?
First week of January this year.
Wow. First week of January this year, RJ went and got checked up and found out that he had prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was a big, big blow to all of us on the show, especially RJ. We were blown away. He has been dealing with this for the last few months and has been in treatment for this, and we're here to announce today that he just completed his treatment for radiation therapy.
Yeah.
And he's all done.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. You know what? Do you want to rephrase that?
Yes.
He's all done.
He's done. He's gone.
How about, no, the treatments have been completed.
The treatments have been
complete. Say it that way.
He's finished with his treatments.
Yes. I'm not done. I still have a lot of things to go into in the future, but the treatment for the cause and the treatment for the cancer, it has been completed.
And you, you had several options, but they opted to go, your doctors, and you consulted many different physicians on this, opted to go with the radiation option.
Yes, I did.
And, you were naturally freaked out, and you're here to, I think, tell probably a lot of people that might be someday experiencing the same thing that, well, you kind of indicated to me that the radiation itself was kind of a walk in the park, right?
But I also discovered today that I have to wait a little while because the accumulation of the radiation, Mike, does take a number on you.
Yeah,
but
hold on just a second.
Fortunately,
Frankie, shut up!
What?
Julia, I'm sure, is poking them with a meat fork.
Right, we'll do right.
So I have 3 months.
So it accumulates, and then you might have some after effects of fatigue,
sore throat,
and some discomfort like and stuff
all
like
of
that.
These
whiter
things,
teeth.
This went on for the last 8 weeks. And
can
all
you
of,
possibly be serious for
thank
just
you,
a few
Rob.
Minutes?
Robert, hey, listen.
Whiter teeth.
I'm allowed to make cancer jokes.
I'm not glowing, okay?
I disagree.
I read on Facebook you had some good news today about your son. Do you even know?
Yes, I got a text. I did not read Facebook.
Okay. I know probably more than you do.
Yes,
it's all good,
in all matters.
It's all good.
That's
all
excellent,
good.
Mike.
Back to RJ.
Thanks for the update.
Back to RJ Diaz. Go ahead, RJ.
I'm confused.
I don't know. But
so you, when you found out this diagnosis, you didn't know what the hell was going on. Like anybody that gets that diagnosis,
well,
you were
remember the
out.
RV trip?
Yeah.
Do you remember that one Thursday that I was in misery?
Well, that was we deemed big potty that
we
that trip.
Thought or I thought.
Can't you be
that
serious?
Was
ever?
But that's okay.
Show some respect.
Rob, do I expect anything different?
No, I don't think you do.
I actually believe that was in fact the kidney stone thing that I've had for 10 years. You remember the first one?
You were
one?
Sick as a dog a couple of times on the RV trip to Iowa. You were the road trip to Iowa. You were, you know, in the back of the RV and you had to lie down because you were just out of it and you're not feeling well.
You had
nobody
to take
knew
the
what
wheel. You had to take the wheel,
right? Right.
I did so gladly.
Yeah. Yes, you did. Yeah.
Yes,
and a fine job.
I applaud that.
That way, I wasn't running over any rumble strips anymore.
Right. Exactly. So you didn't know at the time, but then when you got back from Iowa, that's when you decided to check this thing out.
And the doctor said, "Well, perhaps we should do some exams and things." And you know, the old DRE that had to be done. I had from that.
Hold
I had
am
the
I
old
dumb?
What?
The old what?
DRE. Trimmer?
I don't know. What
digital rectal exam.
Oh, I thought it was a reference to the rapper.
Yeah. Well, that is that could be a rap song.
Perhaps I could explain what the DRE is with the sound.
Moon River. That's
usually followed by an enthusiastic thank you.
May I interject, please?
Please go ahead.
Look who's awake.
That I think that it's important to note here that, one, RJ really on his own terms has decided to come and talk about this. Mm-hmm. Because when you're going through this personally, you want to decide when you want to talk about it, when you're comfortable.
Yeah, he told me earlier this week, he said, I wrap up the procedure Friday, and we can talk about it Friday or Monday. And it was either going to be surf with global warming or RJ's prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Boy.
And RJ decided he wanted to talk about it today. I thought that
RJ's
it would be
anal warming.
I actually suggested today instead of Monday because he was so... euphoric that he finished this. This is a pretty big
round.
Deal.
Yes. It is a big. I mean, the technicians at the hospital, unbelievable. They go through and step by step everything with you. And when you see them every day for 8 weeks.
Yes.
You know, they're like family.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm
and,
sure.
You know, it's that's, one of those things. They're sad to see me go. They're glad to see that it's over.
That anybody want any names you want to give?
Gosh, there's seven or eight of them out there that I'm going to get together and I'm going to make it up and I'm going to put something on Facebook.
A list
them,
or something.
A list with the names.
You're going to make up their names?
Can I
jump in with a question?
Can't you ever be serious?
Shut up, you.
I'm just eager to know. So you're finishing the treatments today, right? Is that right? And then at what point, and there's some other stuff, but at what point do you think you'll be able to say, I'm now cancer free. I'm a cancer survivor. I've beaten this.
Well,
because it does. That's the prognosis.
It's still early, right?
I learned that the day I discovered the cancer, I am a cancer survivor. That's the important part.
Yeah,
to
that's
know.
A great way. Don't debate it, Buzz.
No, no, that's just the way.
Sort right. of he's absolutely. Right.
I thought Buzz would go. Well, I'm not sure about
but,
that.
No,
well,
that's,
you had that tone in your voice. Well, I don't
I've
really
checked
know.
A few websites, and
no. I got corrected with the same thing, Buzz, because I've had that same perspective. I haven't survived it yet. I'm still
that's
going
an interesting take on it that you're a cancer but survivor once you discover
already,
the cancer.
Yeah. One of the things that they help you with is this place, the Virginia Hospital Center, is where I had this done, in Arlington. They have a whole section dedicated to cancer for all different types of cancer.
Sure.
And what you have the ability to do in there is go and talk, see other people. I've gone and attended a few of the cancer support groups, prostate specifically.
Right.
And you learn all the different things about how and the many different ways that the treatments affect different people.
Oscar Santana.
A lot of people that are surviving cancer now or have gone through this or have had family members in the past that have gone through this, they wish that their family members had had some sort of greater interest in their health in the past. And I think what spurred your interest was your dramatic weight loss or weight not. Mm-hmm. And then really our badgering, but really Mike's badgering, saying you have to go check yourself out. You're going to the bathroom too much. Like, what's going on? You have to go to the doctors.
Mike, when you did this, when you were at the edge, you had the exam done.
Yeah.
Prostate that was exam. That was
over
an inspiration.
And over again.
That's
we
two
liked
things.
It was done by our program.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
That's two things that inspired me from you last year.
Well,
one,
that was
the
a,
weight
you know,
not.
I can't take credit for that because it was a paid commercial.
Yeah, I know, but it still made.
But
and Oscar, what I want to do.
But no, but it was we knew we were doing.
I know, but you know what? It was a paid commercial, but you brought it to the podcast, which I know personally was not a paid commercial.
And really,
Mark keeps track.
When I said this on the podcast, and I said this when you have this, and anybody over the age of 50 should get this done because it is nothing. It is a nothing test
it
to
is.
Get done. And the DRE, which is, you know, every guy, you know, hears about the rectal exam and freaks out about it. And I'm here to say, don't do that. And the fact that RJ has done that, he's not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination, but he wanted to talk about this when he finished this radiation phase of his treatment. And you wanted to talk about it because, you know, it's tough to do what we do and come in every day when we all know this, and we've known this since January, and we respect your wishes not to, you know, talk about it. I think it's much better to talk about it when you're over a few humps, but also share with the listeners
this
whenever.
This is a major hump, right?
At any stage of this treatment, I said, you know, you were more than welcome to talk about it whenever you wanted to. You chose to wait this long to talk about it because you wanted to finish your radiation treatment.
Exactly.
And you're done with it today.
I'm done with the radiation.
Basically, I have to give him a round of applause for that.
Yeah,
38.
I didn't think
you were
going to make it.
30. Oh, yeah, thanks, Oscar.
Well, this was such devastating news because RJ had just lost that tremendous amount of weight and was really feeling great about life and about being on the upswing. And then, boom, he gets this news, which was terribly, terribly discouraging
but the moral
at the time.
Oh, the story is, one, he's kept the weight off.
Yes.
And then, two, that it really, what we're looking for here is if you're out there and you're listening or you have a family member and they're of this age and that age group and they haven't gone.
It's exactly what
you,
I want.
You have to go. Just go and get that exam.
One out of six men end up with prostate cancer.
And you cannot put the value on early detection.
Well, that covers all the rest of us.
Yeah, and there's
that's why I figure you're all
six
safe
of us
now.
Here.
Yeah. I'm sorry it was you, RJ, but I'm glad for the rest of
there's
us.
There's a lot, and RJ got this diagnosis and began this treatment at a time when there is a lot of conflicting information about his particular type of cancer.
Yes.
I think that, you know, the fact that RJ opted for a less invasive procedure relieved me, because you're hearing so many things about people that in many cases get radical procedures done.
Surgery and chemotherapy. And
you didn't do any of that. And, you know, we're optimistic that things are going to go well for you. You wait. We'll keep everybody posted on what's going on.
Right.
And, you know, I think you know that this group, too, this is a pretty good support group that you have here.
Oh, this has
know.
Been a wonderful support
group. I mean, Oscar, with Oscar's family, his medical family, who just opened up their, you know, doors to you to get all the information you could get on this.
Yes.
And because he's in a medical family, he knows this. But just the support of all these guys. I
mean,
there's
the
nothing.
Latex gloves.
I've done a lot of these radio shows. There is nothing that would happen in my life that I would keep from anybody in this room. And for many, many years, different incarnations, I would keep a lot of stuff bottled up. Not with this group. This group, if it's something happening to me that affects me, I let everybody know. And I know you felt confident to do that with everybody. And, you know, it's important to point out that you chose to talk about it today, but you are not, as you know, out of the woods yet. You got
to
wait about 3 months.
Have
That's
to
going
wait
to be kind of
months.
Tough.
Okay.
The that 3 months mark is going to be a very difficult thing.
The controversial
for you.
Part that you were referring to is this PSA test.
PSA test, right.
Prostate-specific antigen.
Right.
And that's a blood test.
Which is a blood test, right.
And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about you shouldn't give it out because the readings do not necessarily indicate that you have a cancer.
Right.
So,
and there's another school of thought that says, like, in 90-year-old men that live long enough to die of natural causes, they find prostate cancer in, like, 85%.
They say 85% of men have prostate cancer when they get to that age.
Right.
Very few of them die from that.
Which
from
means that it's right. such right. a slow moving. And right. so it's, someone would say, well, RJ, then why are you getting this kind of treatment? Well, the fact
well,
is
he's not 90
you're, yet. You're hedging your bets a little bit.
What I didn't get into was the amount that was discovered when it was discovered.
Significant.
Significant.
Right.
When you do a biopsy, and no, the biopsy is the one that is not the fun thing to have done. Mike.
Right, right.
The DRE, I'll take that every day compared to
I
what
bet.
Happened. Hey, yeah,
just,
okay,
just,
Mark, enough.
Just relax.
Right.
Everybody but cool it.
Soft hands.
The biopsy, yes, very soft
Whisper.
Hands.
Whisper. Do you have any Michael Bublé?
Basically, they take 12 samples from three different nodes of the prostate.
Mm-hmm.
All 12 came back with at least 100%. Some of them 93% to 98%.
So you were in rough shape.
100% saturated.
Now,
totally,
can I ask
now
a question about your procedure? Mike mentioned that what you did was not the most invasive procedure, the route you chose, but what you chose with the radiation was an aggressive tact, right? I mean, they did it hard and they did it fast because you got the 38 procedures or treatments done rather quickly. So you took an aggressive attack on it, did you not?
We originally had a plan to do radiation.
Okay.
If you remember the State Theater and the weeks that followed
sure.
that.
I don't.
I know. That
when?
Was a, well, that particular week, I had gone into a condition called retention where I was unable to urinate.
Right.
Okay. So,
oh, yeah. That was awful.
After 4 days of that, and I got catheterized, and a lot of people don't know this, but they'll know now, that show, I was wearing a catheter the entire show.
Yep.
And for 3 weeks after that.
But it made him a great stagehand
one
because
thing
he was
that
able
I,
to be
that
out.
I'll tell you all,
call,
yeah.
that day
didn't
for me,
no breaks.
Mm-hmm.
That day for me, I felt awesome.
He never had to go upstairs to the bathroom.
That's right. Right. That was the best part. I didn't have to climb the stairs.
When I saw those 8 flights of stairs, I asked for a catheter.
He just went to the back room, the back of the theater where the dumpster was.
That's every time
just had to drain the bag, Mike. That's right.
At one point, I just thought he was, you know, being reflective and looking into the sky and pondering. But he was taking a whiz.
Sure, exactly.
That's right. That's right.
What stage of cancer was it diagnosed?
Stage 2 had a Gleason of 4+5.
Okay.
And what does that mean for layman's terms?
It's fairly aggressive and can be. This
advanced.
Is more aggressive and advanced than the typical prostate
Are
cancer.
There four
so you
stages?
Had to deal. You had to deal with this immediately.
Yeah, and I made the mistake, and I'm going to say this now to everyone who does this: don't go alone. I went alone to the discovery meeting after I had the. I went alone to get the exam, biopsy done.
Right.
That was the worst day of my life.
Yeah.
Right.
But I got through it. But don't do it alone.
You should also
bring someone with you.
Support, emotional support.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
What about the exam itself? How long had it been?
Well, I had this is partly, you know, history of going in. When you turn 40, 45, you got to do it every year. So one of the things that after the DRE, he said we should probably do a PSA test. And this the first one I had was in 2008. That 2008, it was 4.5. Mm-hmm. A little elevated.
It's already high.
But the general doctor at the time said, we don't need to worry about it. We'll watch
Might
it.
Not mean anything.
Sure.
So it stayed there until this past August when I went in for my physical.
So you waited 3 years? to get another
No, I
exam.
Had I have had
it's, he said it stayed steady for the next right. 3 years.
Oh, it's steady for
we
the
didn't
next
do 4 years, though. We did not do another PSA test, but we did the annual DRE inspection.
But the PSA right. from 2008 to 2011
went from 4.5 to 14.5.
But wow. I mean, that's also a testament to yourself where you sit there, you're like, okay, if the doctor says, and this is where we as patients have to take onus on our own right. and say, didn't he say, and I'm not blaming you, this probably happens to thousands of people
oh,
across
does,
the country.
It does.
Didn't he say we have to keep an eye on this? That means you have to keep an eye on it.
Right.
Because yeah. you may go from doctor to doctor
well, no,
to doctor.
In this particular case, it was the same general physician that I've had all along.
Yeah,
we
but,
did it every year. We didn't do the PSA
but
test.
But you gotta, you, yeah. you as a patient
I have to,
have yeah, to say,
and you really should
that,
stop going
you know?
To that pediatrician.
Well, let's talk about it. Should you have had the PSA test every year? Or
I think so now. In hindsight, absolutely.
Yeah. So to speak.
But once you find out the bad news that you got, that it, you had, you know, that this was fully involved and you did this, you jumped in and you handled it. You dealt with it every single day. You were all over. Over it. I've never seen you with more initiative on something where, you know, you really did
That's
take
two
charge.
Things this past year.
I mean, it was a big, big deal. And when you say two things, what are you talking about?
The weight loss.
Yeah, the weight
and,
loss.
And that's also and, important, too, to point out, because had you not lost all that mm-hmm. weight, I think this whole thing would have been even worse
Much
for you.
Much more
Absolutely.
Difficult to treat, yes. yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. what not a lot of you know about this part of it yet, but the weight loss motivation that I had, yes, it was I needed to get healthier. I knew that. I right. saw the program working for you, Mike, and I saw others getting on it and working. That's why I wanted to jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, I'm glad I did.
Well, right. I guess so.
Because now I discovered, I knew I had the BPH side of it, you mm-hmm. know, where the prostate gets big when you become an old man. And I'm only 58. It's not mm-hmm. like I'm an old man.
Well, it's pretty old.
That's pretty
yeah,
old.
Thanks,
yeah,
thanks, Mike.
You don't look at that.
But Buzz is older
you're
than
a
I am.
Kid.
Yeah, there we go.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people are wondering right now, what is your prognosis? What is the prognosis? Because people are going to freak out about that. And,
right.
You know, you have to be, give them the square deal that
the
you gave.
The only way to test to see the efficacy of this procedure.
Efficacy.
But does that right. mean effectiveness?
Right. Yes, it does.
Very
yes.
good, Rob.
Efficacy, Rob. Very
it's a
good.
Medical term.
Nicely done.
And that efficacy was told to me. I didn't create that on my own. It right. didn't come out of my briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
Christ. Came out of a doctor's bag.
Is a PSA test.
Right.
And because of all the activity that's gone on over the last 6 months, and one thing I didn't mention, there's two parallel treatments that have gone on. The radiation treatment is one. The second is a hormone treatment.
Which makes you kind of weepy.
Which basically reduces my testosterone level to what they call castrate levels, meaning like you don't have them anymore.
Right.
So
right.
today, coming in, even after the show, after the treatment today, I'm feeling hot flashes. Mm-hmm. Those are side effects of some of this.
Right.
That's because now my estrogen level is up here.
And do you have do you have a strong desire to sing show tunes?
Oh,
also?
Yes, I do.
God, he's become a wonderful
There's
cook.
A bright golden haze on the meadow.
That's how Rob feels every day.
Well, you know, yeah, that's it.
Incidentally,
welcome
you know
to
what?
My world.
Here's a little to the motorcycle member, you know, makers, now that I've got a radio in my motorcycle.
Yeah.
Really, really embarrassing when you come up to the stop sign in your biker gear and Oklahoma is playing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's very, very. But anyway, I digress.
Well, so, I want to see. Can I say something?
No, because he's got to finish.
Okay, well.
Yes, I have to finish.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
I was going to try to help out in that end, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
You
Rob.
Roll the dice.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say on behalf of, and I'll call it this because it's jive to say it in any other situation, but on behalf of the brotherhood here,
mm-hmm.
because we really are brothers, everyone in this room, I think I can speak for everyone. We're very, very proud of you.
Yes.
Because what you've done is an amazing journey, and you did it largely on your own.
You faced it
you
bravely.
You did not take the easiest route. You did not take the easiest route or road. And what you've done is fantastic.
Route.
And I think that we should just applaud you.
Well, thank
because
you, guys.
You did a great, mm-hmm. amazing thing.
Onward and upward.
Keep on trucking.
Where I saw.
I know the guys are all very proud
where
of
you. Where I saw.
Myself, sort of.
Where right. I saw the brotherhood out of this room.
If you could beat cancer and close another deal.
It's a mixture of pride and disappointment.
Mike would be all
I'll
over
get
him.
My thought out here yet.
Okay, go
when
ahead.
I saw.
Please. For the love of God.
Oscar, it's not my goddamn fault. Now stop it.
Okay.
When we went to the hospital for Buzz,
yes,
we all had that feeling mm-hmm. that we were together for Buzz.
Right.
For that,
yes.
For that time,
yeah,
he
true.
Was in the hospital.
Right. I was sleeping.
But then that was the thing. You didn't even know we were there.
Right.
For those 7 days,
Buzz is such
so.
A dick about that.
Oh, he will always be a dick about that.
And I knew
you
was dying.
He came out dickier than he went in. I'll never understand how
I wonder what parallel treatment caused that.
I just knew that.
Crying in his hospital room.
Right. I could have you guys.
Hey, I could never be touched. Oh, I'm sorry, Paul.
Go ahead.
I just knew I could have you guys as support. And
yes, absolutely.
That's why.
And we all talked about it individually.
Prognosis is what?
I have to wait 3 months for my first PSA test.
Okay.
To find out what the levels are. And we watch that for every 3 months thereafter.
And is it, if it goes down, you're
if I get it back down to, objectively, it has to get below what the 2008 level is.
Yeah,
it has
below
to be
4.5.
A normal.
Do they give you a chance of that happening?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't know. The radiation that I received, because of the amount of cancer that I had, was the maximum amount of radiation that I could have at that
point. Okay, and they're saying there's a chance they could knock it out with this.
The objective was, and the most important part of all this is, right after the diagnosis, I had a bone scan to see if there was any metastasism.
Let me stop you right
there.
That's
important.
This was the big test. Yes. And this was very shortly after he was diagnosed.
Right.
And this is the one we all waited for. I waited for a phone call in the afternoon for that one.
And that came up negative. God, was I happy
about
that.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, God, I guess so.
So with that, chemo is not necessary. They only attack the prostate. Mm-hmm. Now, for people who don't know what it's doing...
The bone scan, basically, to make a long story short, is if you'd if it had been involved and it had metastasized, you had a very, very rough chance of making it
and
through.
And in layman's terms, doesn't that essentially mean that the cancer has spread to the bone?
Yes, exactly. It's spread to the bones,
and it's just difficult to beat.
It's, you know,
very, very difficult.
In this day and age, you know how it is, Rob, with cancer, they have aggressive treatments, but that would have been a very, very tough situation. Well, they told you that going in.
His lucky break is that it is a slow-moving cancer.
And that's the thing about this. Why most of the time it's not a killer for men, but it is a big deterrent to the quality of life.
Right, exactly.
And that's the important part that I'm trying to get out.
So you've dealt with this. You're over your treatment now. You actually can live your life for the rest of the summer, which is good news. You might have some residual effects of fatigue and maybe a little discomfort with the
You may get a
radiation.
Period every now and then.
Yeah, because of the
God, I
the
hope he doesn't have
there.
A heavy
Along
flow.
With those hot flashes.
No, the hot flashes mean the
periods
will stop
now. Yeah, that means the
period stop,
but that's
I really hope he's not on the rag when we're in Maine.
But you know what? During this period, I know that I've been rough on you during this period, yelled at you on the show a couple of times while you've been going this through this treatment, and I'm here to tell you I would not have changed the thing.
Nah. Wouldn't take my
power. Mike. Actually, Mike was trying to make the cancer get mad and leave. He was not yelling at you. He was yelling at the cancer.
In a few words, for people that are of age, what would you say that when they go to the doctors and they find out they have a high PSA level, what would you do differently?
Again, a high PSA doesn't mean cancer,
yes.
But it does mean check things out.
Okay.
And
follow it up.
What always happens, even with a high PSA reading, they're going to still do another digital exam.
Yes.
Because they're looking for the surface texture. And that's what the doctor knew that it was there.
So just get it done every day.
Get it done. Not every day, but every year.
And if anybody wants
After
to know.
After 45, it's once a year.
If anybody wants to know what RJ's doctor thought of his surface texture.
Ah, yes.
Don't know what good means. Luck to you. You've been a trooper. I'm glad you finally were able to talk about this. Now, our wonderful group of people that are our friends as well as our listeners can reach out to you. And
now they know.
Hopefully you'll find some kindred spirits out there that have
Here
gone
comes
through
the hate mail.
Similar stuff.
I'm proud of you.
But we love you. We love you. We're behind you. And we will keep tracking this thing. But I'm so glad you've made it through this phase of it.
Congratulations.
And you hang in there and, don't get happy.
Can I ask a show-related question?
Yeah.
Since this vignette has gone a little lengthy,
yes.
Do you want to run a show open or you just want to break here?
Well, I have to run a show open because I have to say the title sponsor.
Oh, that's right.
So why don't we start the music?
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We can't leave her on the patio.
Would you rather I slipped her in the night deposit box at the funeral home? Come on.
It's raining all over her. She can't catch a cold now, Mom. Clark, we have to at least say something.
Okay, bow your heads. Oh, God, ease our suffering in this our moment of great despair.
Yea, admit this good and decent woman into thine arms and the flock in thine heavenly area up there. And Moab, he laid its down behind the band of the Canaanites. And yea, though the Hindus speak of karma.
Clark!
Baruch Atah, hallelujah.
Clark, this is a serious... serious matter, I'll do it myself.
Honey, I'm not an ordained minister. I'm doing my best, okay?
Lord, we love this woman with all our heart.
Let's not overdo it, Mom.
Shut up. We know she deserves better than this, but my husband wants his beloved family to get to Wally World to have their vacation. I hope you understand. Have mercy on his soul.
Amen. Let's go.
Oh,
come on.
I hope at least you kids have learned something about life and death.
Yeah, don't die unless somebody's home.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
I sure like looking at Beverly D'Angelo's cans in that movie, but I hated hearing her voice.
Yeah, not a good voice.
Clark, everything's like this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you think her cans are still any good? I bet they are.
You bet they are.
Yeah.
I would say absolutely.
And that movie's got to be, what, 30 years old now?
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Live from the Cappy Viper Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 14 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Right. Call us 718-506-1625. You didn't call yesterday, you can call today.
No!
Somebody has been waiting for 16 minutes and somebody's been waiting for 20 minutes. Are they listeners, Mark?
I believe they are.
Yeah, the 703
calls.
Is a listener.
Oh, okay. RJ knows one that I don't.
The 571, we're not sure. But anyway, you can call us 718-506-1625. Our show today is brought to you by Clores Perry Mitchell.
Yeah.
Say when RJ was getting his radiation, if somehow he passed out and the doctors put a wrench down his throat and left it in there, he'd have a nice case.
God, I hate when that happens to RJ.
And I would recommend that he take it to Clores Perry Mitchell.
Yeah.
Medical malpractice happens. That is the truth. And even the military facilities, it goes on there. KPM, that's the short little acronym for
Clores. That's the KPM. Cool. Well, the kids talk about them.
KPM is experienced, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. And here's the best part. If you want to talk to our good friend, Scott Perry, attorney at law, or any of the good people at Clores Perry Mitchell, you can talk to a professional, not an operator, and the conversations are absolutely free. You get an idea of whether you have a case or not.
Exactly.
And that's the most important thing before you proceed. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases, and they have the resources to take on the biggest defendants. They have 30 years of service to the community. They're good people, and when I talked to Scott Perry, he had that kind of pit bull demeanor that I kind of like in an attorney.
Yeah.
So that's what you're looking for.
Sure.
Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100 or clores.com for more information. Remember that each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law, and welcome to the show. And with that said, we're almost up on a break, but I did want to ask, before we go to break, I do want to ask one question.
Go.
And thank you for indulging us with our RJ story at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
Watching the Today Show, my rap question of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't the girl who sings with Flo Rida,
yes,
why doesn't she get any credit? His biggest hit features her almost more than him.
I think that that is a woman impersonating the late Etta James, because the actual record has Etta James sampled on it.
Oh.
But she was singing live today.
Yeah, but she's not on the record.
She's like a no name.
So she's a backup
singer. Oh, so she's not on the
like a studio.
So that's
musician.
Etta James.
Yeah. That's Etta James
sampled
on. Yeah.
See, that's why I shouldn't even speak about rap.
Yeah.
Flo Rida.
Well, you have that's amazing. I thought you'd like it because you have a house there.
In Florida.
Yes, you do.
Is that why he has the name Florida? Because he's from there?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know if he's from there, but that's the play off of Florida.
Well, let's ask our modern music expert.
I couldn't tell you that. I just know that it's Florida, not Florida.
As you know, I'm glad you brought this up.
Florida.
Today on the, you know, they got the woman filling in. They have the horse-faced woman filling in for Al Roker. On the Today Show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she was, you know, working the crowd.
That's Stephanie Abrams. She's good. I like her.
Yeah, she's good, but
she's got Beverly D'Angelo's.
Yeah. What if she did the
she really does.
What if she did the weather in the shower?
You know, and Rob, have you noticed this backup crew for the Today Show? Have you seen any more deer in the headlights broadcasters?
Oh, the B Squad?
Like
there was one moment.
But these
today.
People have been on before and they've been
it's
relaxed.
Still different.
After the Ann Curry assassination, they are so completely terrified of doing anything out of the norm.
There was a moment today. There was a moment today when they had the clip of the guy singing the Seal song to his cat that's on the internet.
Yes.
Singing Kiss of the Rose, Kiss of a Rose, I guess.
Right.
And
by Flo Rida.
Yes. Yeah. And Willie Billy Geist with his big, gooey, pasty, snarky self says, looks like a typical night at the Morales house. And Natalie Morales said, ha, 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 or your house.
Face.
And then face, and then back to the cards.
This
they are
is
so
today
scared.
On NBC.
They are so scared to ad lib.
They're terrified.
He is from Carroll City, Florida.
Oh, there we go.
Where is Carroll City?
That's where they invented the Christmas
North of Miami.
Carol.
I love his cover of
Where's Carroll City?
It's in Dade County, North Miami.
Oh, North Miami.
Yeah.
North Miami.
That's right.
Well, Stephanie Abrams.
Is that better than South Miami?
Well, he's from the projects. Florida is from the projects.
Yeah, when Stephanie Abrams was working the crowd, she did manage to find the world's whitest man to ask about the rapper Florida today. This is great. Check this out. I call this the whitest dad ever on the Today Show.
I found the ultimate fans. They drove all the way from Illinois 20 hours. And what did you guys listen to for 20 hours?
Flo Rida.
So, Dad, you're a fan.
Flo Rida.
We even got Dad a fan. We are all blinged out and ready for
Hey, I'm all blinged out because we're going to watch Flo Rida.
She was calling him Flo Rida, too. Morales. Oh. She kept saying Flo Rida.
She had the pass, though.
Yeah, that's true.
face.
Rider. Well, hardly knew her.
The Today Show.
You settle down.
Hey, when we come back, we will take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you what's on the show today. We actually have a real show.
What?
And we'll tell you all about it coming up right here. We'll be right back.
What?
Flo Rida.
Okay.
Rider.
Okay.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. You know, one of the things we're going to do on the show today is I'm going to have the official, something I've been trying to do for weeks, the official main Q&A.
Oh, yeah.
From
great.
All of you guys as we prepare for our road trip to Maine, where we are going to be broadcasting for an entire week in the Pine Tree State. Uh-huh. And one of our great sponsors, in fact, the people that are making our road trip and our meet and greet up there possible, we want to thank DermaZinc.
Yes.
Our show brought to you by DermaZinc today. Nothing terrifies beachgoers as much as dandruff, poison ivy, a rash. You know, you've seen people that have skin issues and they got to cover up with that nasty stuff.
I want to apologize in advance.
Yes.
About, you know,
your skin conditions.
My skin issues, yes.
Chronic skin conditions happen, and you can make them better with DermaZinc. They're available over the counter for mild to moderate cases. DermaZinc comes in spray, cream, shampoo, or Rob's favorite, don't drop the soap.
Oh, I love it.
For severe skin conditions.
Can you help me in the shower?
Including if you have eczema, psoriasis, those severe skin conditions. Doctors can have prescription-strength DermaZinc made available to you.
Right.
If you'd like more info on this wonderful product originating from Maine, click the banner ad on our website, and to get a free sample with your purchase, call 800-753-0047. DermaZinc, results you'll want everyone to see, official sponsor of our trip to Maine, and we thank them in advance for that. Now, on the program today, we didn't get to it, and we've had a very odd start to the show today.
I liked it.
Let me see. I believe Carl is trying to kill me. I'll explain in a minute.
Well, how's that going?
Right on schedule.
Don't ever hit your spam bar instead of your inbox bar. It'll scare you. Please remember a special group this weekend. I wanted to just give a shout out to the Civil War reenactors.
Oh, they're back? With their wool suits,
I don't
their wool
know.
Uniforms.
I just saw on Facebook a picture of these guys, and I'm just thinking.
Degrees.
I'm thinking of Civil War reenactors, and last year when they had the big festivities here in Manassas, and
same
those guys
temperature,
all with the smell of BO wafting over the city.
If the weather had been like this, if they had had like 10 consecutive 100 degree days in the Civil War, do you think the North would have said, "Ah, go ahead,
forget about it,
go ahead and leave"? I don't care.
No problem. Get out of here.
Get out.
We'll have Parenting Corner with Rob Spiewak, but I want to start out with Maine Q&A, because I have been enjoying off-air the Maine questions that all of you guys have for me, and I'm here to say
I have a first question.
I am ready to answer all your questions. Oscars usually make it sound like we're going to, Dewey Beach.
Third world.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
I have the first question. When we are in Maine and we go up, I guess a week from today will be our last show before we head up.
Saturday the 14th, we will be arriving.
Is there
Maine.
A chance that things... We'll get crazy.
Get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you want
Bingus, baby.
Yeah.
Bingus.
Yeah.
Not Bingus.
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 I asked my cousin Ben.
Bingus Stadium.
Ben O'Mara, who will be up there, and Ben says it's Bingus.
Yes.
Right.
And it's 7 o'clock on the 14th, right?
You know what? I'd like to.
8 p.m. On the 14th.
Could we get one of these little sheets so maybe,
yes,
maybe like within a week of the appearance, I can actually be able to talk,
sure,
about what's happening? It's, yeah, Bingus.
8 p.m.
It's going to be, we're going to be there at 8 o'clock. We're on TV at 7 o'clock.
That's what I was thinking.
We're going to the NBC TV station. So listen, if you know somebody that's planning a vacation up in Maine, if you are a Maine resident, you live around the Portland area, you're a fan of the show, even if you're Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont folk, come out and see us at Bingus. We're going to be in Portland, Maine. And we may, later in the week, it'll be a last-minute deal, we may have another meet-and-greet up in Bahaba.
Hopefully.
So, hopefully. We'll see what happens with
that. I do have a real question,
yes,
though.
Go right ahead.
We had mentioned months ago that when we are actually at your estate, when we're at the O'Mara compound,
yes,
that we will each be responsible for one dinner meal through the week.
I think it's that in the interest of not going out, I think if we go out, it would probably be during the day.
Right.
That we'd grab a lunch somewhere. And I think it's a better place to do that. I think dinner's out.
By the time happy hour hits,
yes,
we're going to want to be back at the compound.
And we cook what we kill, right?
Yeah,
cook what you kill.
Or so catch. We're going to have Mark for dinner.
Yes. Buzz, you're responsible for moose.
Okay.
Mooses. Now, I know nothing of moose.
We're going to hate each other after this trip.
No, you said that before we went to Iowa.
Here's the good thing about this trip.
And look what happened
The good thing about this trip, this is what's going to be good about it. We're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
we're out of here.
Anybody that wants to do a group activity can do a group activity.
Nice. Will you be planning group activities for us?
I will have ideas. At least three excursions during the week.
Oh, wonderful. Wow. I look forward to it.
I will do three excursions. I will not do one a day. I will have a day that I want to get away with my daughters.
You'll have your daughters
could
with you,
prepare,
right?
I will have more than one day that I will get away with my
could
daughters.
Could you prepare a one sheet of some of the excursions so we could think about them before we go?
I don't need to do a one sheet. I can give you an... And now that leads us on to the type of thing that I can prep you for.
Okay.
For example, if we happen to have a bad weather day where it's kicking up and it's windy and maybe stormy.
Right.
That's actually, I kind of look forward to that because we will take you
board
over.
Games.
We will take you over to Scudic, which is a peninsula that literally juts out into the Atlantic Ocean.
So what is it, surrounded on three sides by water?
It's complete. It's surrounded on three sides by water.
Peninsula.
That is a peninsula. Yeah. You dick.
Just like the Del Mar.
You're not going.
Uh-oh.
Yes!
I love... Let me do this. I'm going to bring up a picture of Scudic for you.
Okay.
All right. Nice.
I've seen Scudic.
All right, you've seen...
While you bring this up...
Shut up.
There's a cream for that.
The one... Yeah,
Dermazinc.
Yeah, it's like what you do to your girlfriend when you're done.
Really?
That's kind of gross.
There's lots of splashing.
The blueberries up there, would they make a good cobbler? I'm not a big pie guy, but I will make you a blueberry cobbler.
Are you going to ask any legitimate questions?
I'm just padding because you're showing us Scudic.
All right. This is Scudic right here. This is
was I right or was
it's
I
out
right?
It's out of the middle of the
internet. That's
now, what was that? What were you saying about
I said nothing.
Right?
He was saying that Scudic.
You know, we haven't even started the trip. I already hate you.
I'm excited.
He was trying to imply that Scudic had to do with wiping his junk.
Change your sheets regularly, too.
Yeah.
When you're up there boning your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's not going to be there till Thursday.
That's right. So we've got just you.
Thursday will be boning.
Just me.
Yeah, him prowling.
You got the Santana show for 4 days all to yourself.
She's only going to be up there Thursday?
She flies up Wednesday night.
Wednesday night? Okay. Yeah, so she'll get a good solid. Yeah. But you're leaving Friday, right?
But for Boston. Yeah.
She's going to have one day in Maine.
Dude, some people got
to
work.
It's
a
small state.
Yeah, you going to
the
Boston to work,
the zip code starts
are
with
you?
Zero.
What?
I said it's a small state. The zip code starts with zero.
It's really only four digits.
She wanted to take the week off.
That's because
it's
all the way to the east, Buzz. Come on now.
Another excursion will be I will take probably a road trip over to the top of Cadillac.
That's for sunrise?
Beautiful.
No, I don't think sunrise.
No.
I think Oscar and I have
sunrise.
Oscar and I are going to
do
that.
And you guys can.
And we'll still be up. We won't get up early.
We'll have her drive.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, she's an early riser.
Can she wear something else?
When you go, I have a question. When you go to Cadillac, are you going to be talking over each other there too?
Yeah.
No, he'll be asleep, just like the audio vault.
All right, so that's the second excursion.
We're excited.
And the third excursion, of course, will be a trip to the tourist town of Bahaba.
Wonderful. Oh, cool. Nice. I look forward to that as well.
And I think that will be a finish the podcast, get over there, and spend the day over there, because we might do maybe a boat excursion to go whale watching or something
be awesome.
Like that.
And you forgot about the fourth excursion.
What's that?
Which is finish the podcast and then go to Frenchman's Bay and dig a shallow grave for Oscar.
But, for example, if you want to do jogging, if you want to do a lot of hiking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. What about jogging?
I was looking at him.
I know, he's a dick.
Well, I think we wake up, go for a long jog, and then do the show, and then go for a hike.
Right.
And then maybe do some drinking.
No.
Well, you could do that.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
I won't be jogging. I'll be doing my walk in the morning.
Okay.
And
we could do that together?
A power walk?
Yeah.
I'd do that.
But I'd run and then I'd catch up. Like, I'd just come back. Hey, Mike.
No.
Hey,
Mike, that'll humiliate me.
He can circle you.
And I don't want any part of that.
You're just going to do loops all the way.
He gets mad when Carl is 10 feet in front of him.
Yeah. I'll walk with you, Mike.
And RJ and I might rent motorcycles.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow. That sounds
That'll
like fun.
That'll be sweet.
We might rent if you can over there.
Do they rent mopeds?
I don't think so. It's not like the beach, you dumbass. It's not like that. Any other Buzz? Any questions?
Nearest motel.
Nearest motel.
Baja.
Let me see. Probably up. Actually, there is an inn up the hill.
Excellent.
Right. So there's the Croc.
It's the Bates Motel.
There's an inn up at the top of the hill where you could stay if you got burned out with everybody. Mark Ronick.
How are the funnel cakes and boardwalk fries?
There are no boardwalk
fries. How about the rides? Are there good rides?
However, there is Jordan's.
Mm. Oh yeah.
What is that?
That is Nirvana.
No.
Slam dunk.
That
Gentleman's
is,
club?
That is no.
The nightlife?
It's the food.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. We're going to have lobster, of course.
Well, they have lobster rolls. Uh-huh. And then there's Ruth and Wimpy's up there.
I like
and,
Ruth, but it's, well, not so no, much Wimpy.
Hey, that's my man. You back off with that.
Can we have
that's
lobster every meal? That'd be great.
That's expensive.
Okay. Can we go fishing?
Yeah. Even in Maine?
I don't know if you can go fishing. I mean,
no, he can.
You can maybe All go fishing. Wants. But it's not like it used to be. I mean, you can maybe take a deep sea fishing trip.
No. I can't fish off your.
Yeah, you can go down and fish off the dock.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That'd be fun.
Yeah, you can do that, or you can fish off the front yard.
Yeah.
Is there a grill?
Yes, there is a grill.
Ah, cool. Wonderful. Yes. Nice. That's excellent.
What are you going to be cooking?
I will try to come up with something this weekend. I want to do something unexpected,
something special,
but okay. Something nice,
something very cheap.
So we will do that, and cocktails,
of something
course,
that will shut him up.
We'll stop at the liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this would be a more serious segment, but it wasn't.
I'm not supposed to mention the name, but we will have some beer supplied for us.
Oh,
as well.
My.
Really?
Yes.
Write it down for me.
Okay. Okay. It's a distributor. You wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a variety
pack?
So it
could be
yes.
Awesome. Even better.
Good. That's perfect. It is beer.
Guinness.
I have a serious question.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh. So... I know that
you're
I've
making
been,
it up as now, you go.
No, I've been a pain in the ass, and I've actually asked this question of my wonderful girlfriend if I should have asked this as well.
He is so padding. He didn't think he was going to be allowed to ask the question.
How many outlets per room are there?
Outlets.
I don't know.
Well, because we need charger space.
Well, everybody bring an extension cord. That'll multiply the outlets. Okay.
We have electricity.
But are there three pronged outlets or just two pronged? Like the actual outlet in the wall?
Yeah, I think they're three prongs.
Yes. Okay. I was there. I had no problem with
just
the
make
adapters.
Sure.
Everything was good.
It's got another gadgets.
It's an old house, so there's not an abundance of chargers. But I think we should be fine. And I think what you had talked about was what is in need of an upgrade in there, and what I'd like to upgrade a little bit is the using those existing wonderful speakers that we have up there, but doing it with. With modern technology,
yes.
These iPod, and I think every night I'll probably be in an episode of Your iPod Sucks.
Yes,
I think that's the way it's going to go.
I don't want to play that because you all hate everything I do.
And as far as video, as far as television, I have no idea whether I should call my sister. I'll call my sister next week and find out if she's going to be up there.
Uh-huh. Right at the
I
top
have no
of
idea.
Your list.
I have no idea whether she's going to be up there. She's got like the modern house up there with the TV and everything.
Isn't next week when she has her photography class?
I'm sure she's.
Please. Rob, please.
My God.
Wow.
It's difficult enough. Any other questions? Yeah. God damn it.
So there's enough outlets.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we're set. We're good. Yeah.
Dish Network.
Wait till Monday for
television.
Parenting Corner with
good.
Rob
Spiegel. I'll have the headlights update by then.
Oh, give her the update on your kid, though, because it is a very good update.
I got a text from Carrie today, and it says, visit is done. Everything is great on our way home, which essentially means Robert remains cancer-free.
Awesome.
And obviously, awesome. There's something more on Facebook that Mike saw. I did not get that. Yeah. I'm supposed she'll tell me about it at great length when I get home.
Yes. Get home.
But they went to the oncologist today.
Maybe Mike can tell us the short version now, because I'm curious.
Yeah, what
I'd
did
like
she
to
write?
Know.
What did you write?
Some kind of development.
Robert's late effects clinic visit. Still no problems resulting from chemo, which means that after chemo, sometimes they check to see if there are any effects, side effects.
There's sometimes bone trouble, growth issues. Obviously none of that, because he's very strong and very tall. There are some learning disability issues that sometimes happen from chemo, but actually his report card was very impressive and all his standardized tests
testing was great.
Wonderful.
He seems to have come through this treatment like a champ.
That's awesome.
And it's always a little, cool. We are hesitant on these late effects things. We always, I mean, we've not missed any of them, but we drag our feet on the appointments a little bit because it's common to get a piece of bad news from something like this after you've done the long trip. And so just this one text for me was fantastic.
Good for
and
you.
To get that, that's even better.
That's
so,
huge. Awesome. Good.
That's great news.
All the advances.
So, very good. We will take a break, and Rob will have Parenting Corner because Rob's been going nuts with his kids all summer. We'll
they
take
are
a break.
Home a lot, Mike.
Come back with the Audio Vault right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave. No tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens.
Tar!
Now, this one, they have same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee. Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and we appreciate their business. I love them. Mark loves them. Carla loves them. We all use the product, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. If you're a cigar lover, try the Belvedere, which lasts as long as 6 double Coronas.
Nice.
So much fun. I love Smart Smoke. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
You'll be using it in Maine.
Oh, I sure will. Yeah, the styles, flavors, and strengths are available. To see and to order refills, click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. Now, did I open it up yet?
No, please open it.
Thank
there we
you,
go.
Mike.
Let's
appreciate
open it up
it.
For Friday, July 6, 2012.
This was on the Today Show this morning, but I had found it last night, and it is on our YouTube page. Make sure you check this out. It's a lengthy video. It's about 4.5 minutes. This guy is a filmmaker. His name is Jeremiah McDonald.
Jeremiah!
And 20 years ago, 1992, he had the foresight to make a video of himself asking questions of himself in the future. And then he put the video away.
Interesting.
Okay, so he pulls it up.
Explain that one more time for everybody.
20 years ago, he's a gangly kid. He's maybe 12 years old, it looks like. And he made a video in 1992 of himself at age 12 asking questions of himself in the future.
Okay.
So he's come back. He's rescued this tape. They do a time sweep where you should watch this kid grow up. And now he's edited it. So he's like on a talk show interviewing himself at 12 and at 32.
Young him interviewing older him.
And it's exceptionally entertaining. This is a brief clip. The first question he asks of himself is about pets.
So how are things, you know?
Okay. This is very unusual.
Yes, definitely. Quite cool, you know? Here I am on the screen and here you are. You're right there.
Over here, yeah.
Yes.
Is there anything in particular you wanted to know about?
As far as I can see, is Molly still alive?
Is Molly still alive? No. Dogs don't live that long.
And what about Leon?
Are all your questions going to be about pets?
Yes.
Well, then the answer is they're all dead.
God. It is.
It's not even like introspective. It's just funny.
That is so well done.
And it's eerie because you are seeing him in both shots, and it's the same guy. I don't know
if he
was exceptionally talented in the editing or if he had exceptional foresight in what he shot 20 years ago. But it's pretty.
And it's a clear picture in the old days?
Pretty damn brilliant.
Yeah, 20 years ago ain't that long.
No, 1992. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the camcorders back then.
But yeah, check it out. It's on our YouTube
page.
Cool. His name is Jeremiah McDonald. Gene Simmons, Mike, is also being introspective about his childhood.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons.
Do you know what made him cry as a child?
What? When somebody branded his penis?
Still makes him cry to this day.
What's that?
Canned peaches.
No.
Canned peaches?
Here's Gene Simmons from Kiss. Kiss.
My father left us when I was about 6 or 7.
You might as well be him when you do his voice.
My father left us. And, I chose to have as many women as I could.
How about canned peaches?
Canned peaches.
You know, if you listen to Gene Simmons, Gene Simmons is just one step away from being Jackie Mason.
Yeah, he's very close.
He is so
true.
And when you think about the Israeli connection, it's like Gene Simmons almost talks like this is the way I'm going to be.
As he gets older, he
sounds that way. Yeah. I love. You know what? I got such crap from our listeners. At the old radio show when I kissed Gene Simmons' ass.
He was great.
I kissed Gene Simmons' ass because I love the act.
Yeah, it's a good act.
I buy into the act. I'm not one of these guys, hey, man, aren't you arrogant or something? Hey, why didn't you call him on that, Mike? You know, no, I was loving his act. I love listening to Gene Simmons.
And not only that, he wants to rock and roll all night and party every day.
Yeah. Yes, let's listen.
I sure do want that ant.
Take it away.
My father left us when I was about 6 or 7, and one day a box came in. Later I figured out it was a care package. I picked up my first can of food. It was canned peaches. I'd never seen a can. And I remember tasting...
A can. Now wait, he's about to cry about peaches. He's going to get misty about peaches.
Okay.
This gets a little emotional for me. I remember tasting those canned peaches.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I had the idea that somebody cared. And once I grew up, I promised myself, I've got to make a difference. You can't go through life and die and leave things the way they are.
So now you can buy Kiss brand peaches, $10 a can. No, I'm kidding. It was just a joke.
He'd do it.
I know he would.
He sold a casket, for Christ's sake.
The Kiss casket. They called it the Kiss-kit, I think.
Kiss-kit.
I'm sure this has been out for years, but I just happened on this week, and I think this is really cool. You had a great interview when you worked back years ago at WAVA with Charles Fleischer, the guy who did the voice of Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit, and a pretty good stand-up comedian as well.
But do you know who was really close to getting the voice of Roger Rabbit?
Who's that?
Paul Rubens.
Really?
Otherwise known as Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee,
I can see that.
To a point where they actually animated a test, and here's the audio of Pee-wee doing the voice of Roger Rabbit. What could have been for Pee-wee?
Another thing, you tone down that goofiness. If you want my help, you act like a human. You understand?
Oh, yes, sir. But wouldn't it be more helpful if I started to came along with you? Maybe because, what if maybe you gotta get into some more locks or something? Okay.
But that's him actually testing for Roger Rabbit.
Paul, what was his name?
Charles Fleischer.
Charles Fleischer.
Was a better Roger Rabbit.
When we interviewed Charles Fleischer, he had created this amazing voice for Roger Rabbit that, nobody
with the blubbering lips and all that.
Please, Eddie.
I do remember the time that you had him in, and it was the same day you had Bobcat Goldthwait in.
I love him.
It was the first time
I had an ice cream headache at the end of that show.
That was the first time, and I was maybe, 13 or 14?
Right.
Staring at my radio with my jaw open. There was so much happening on that show.
And
that
they
day.
Were in together at the same time.
Yeah, it was wild.
Correctly.
Just stuffing peaches in it?
Yeah, and I said I ate the peaches.
The peaches made me cry.
They were very sad. Someone cared.
I was, at that point, I made the determination that I wanted to make a difference.
Who are you?
I'm Gene Simmons. I'm getting a little choked.
Mr.
Little
Simmons, emotional. I have a can of apple pie filling for you.
When I tasted those peaches.
Uh-huh.
I realized at that time the only thing that would taste better than peaches would be.
Snap.
They don't put cats in a can.
Face.
Sorry. That is face.
I had to.
Absolutely.
I had to make that joke.
Have you ever been in a situation when you're trying to do something as a grown up? You're probably not as mature
Hold on,
as
Rob.
You should be. Yes.
Has this guy really been on hold for 45 minutes? Is this guy? He's got to be listening. I'd like to check.
Yeah, just check.
Area code 571. Are you just listening, or did you want to say something?
Hey, Mike, this is Chuck Moody.
Oh, Chuck Moody, like the Moody's from Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
And I'm calling you from a porch on the Isle of Springs in Maine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Moody's go up to Maine, too.
Yeah, we're looking out here at the Sheepscot River as it empties into the ocean.
Yes, sir.
And it's about 65, 70 degrees, beautiful, sunny.
Ooh.
You're gonna enjoy it up here.
Oh, I
can't wait.
And say hi to Mrs. Moody for me, Chuck.
Yeah, Barb's sitting right next to me.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good. I love the fact you guys are sitting there listening to our show on the porch. That's good stuff. Do you want me to put you back on hold so you can listen?
Sure, but before you go, I just want to tell Oscar one thing.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I see white people.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Chuck.
Yeah. They're going to ask me for my password.
I'll put Chuck on hold.
Am I
That's
evil
good.
To hope that...
Oh,
the...
I hung up on him. I'm sorry, Chuck.
Call back.
That's
funny, though.
Am I evil to hope that the heat wave comes back the end of next week so we really can realize temperatures 40 degrees below what it is
I think
here?
We're. I think we're okay here.
Okay.
I think we're going to be okay. It's going to get cooler here. It's going to be very nice up there.
Have you ever had a time when you perhaps you're not quite as mature as you think you are. You're trying to do something and your parents mess it up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because they think that they're smarter, and they are.
Right.
Check out this news story. This is in Mississippi. A guy's just trying to get a job done and his mom blows it for him.
It was around 11:30 a.m. Tuesday when 22-year-old Roy Mitchell entered Dee's one-stop convenience store on Highway 80 in Brandon. As she goes to get his change, he goes in his waistband and pulls out a gun.
He's talking about Dee's convenience store?
Yes.
I love their nuts.
Oh, they are delicious.
Okay, go ahead.
And demands all the money in the cash drawer. The cashier doesn't move as if in shock. Then a case of maternal intervention. Mitchell's mother walks up, grabs the gun, and orders him out of the store. Mitchell is facing attempted armed robbery charges in addition to the embarrassment of having surveillance video of a heist attempt where you're busted by your own mom.
Beautifully written. The mom walks over and just grabs the gun away from him. Yeah, what is the matter with you?
What great writing on the part of that guy that covered the story, though. Plus surveillance video of being busted by your own mom.
Also wanted to get to this. I wanted to run this earlier in the week. Snoop Dogg was arrested but released in Norway when he got off a plane. He had a tremendous amount of cash on him. And I think he might add some herb, too.
What?
Just a pinch?
Just a little bit.
Not Snoop.
And so he was very late to an interview, and he gets he sort of gets the riot act read to him by the reporter.
Oh my.
And I love the way Snoop handles it. Remember, the only thing he had was a little bit of weed, and I was personally shocked.
We all were.
But that he had a lot of money on him, so much that it was an illegal amount of cash. And I know, Mike, you've dealt with that.
Oh, all the time.
Yes. But
airports all over America.
But here's Snoop Dogg versus...
I'm naked without cash, Rob.
Any decorations?
You wrote it on Elvis's wall.
That's right. I'm naked without cash.
Mike O'Mara, I am naked without cash.
That's right.
Snoop Dogg versus the Norwegian reporter.
You're 5 hours late here. And
man, shut the fuck up. Come on, man.
No, we just saw you on Twitter. Come on.
From
the border.
I don't need 5 hours late. I'm here. Be happy I'm here and ask some real questions.
Yeah, I was just wondering why you were so late. And I saw you were twittering about you being stopped at the border.
I was late because I went to go get some chicken wings. I wanted to go see Norway up close and personal. And visit an old folks home. I went to a convalescent home. That's why I was late.
Oh, you wanted chicken wings and visit some senior citizens.
Seniors love chicken. Shut the F up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And I close with this. Dave Letterman, you know, you got to be careful, Mike. When you're going to a gentleman's club, just be a careful guy. Be aware because you never know what's going
to
happen.
Guy in Texas went to one of these gentlemen's clubs. And he had what they call a lap dance. He had several lap dances. And as a matter of fact, in the middle of a lap dance, the guy actually died.
Oh, no.
Died. So, and obviously, it'd be an open casket funeral.
Fantastic.
I think we're all going to miss Charlie Sheen, aren't we?
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Rob. We will take a break, come back with Buzz and News right after this. I can't say goodbye. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. You kind of had to wait a couple of beats for that open casket.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
that's right. Yeah.
I get it. All right, without further ado, let's bring him in here. The man with the news. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. 80% of heart attacks happen at home. Do you know what to do? NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook, please. That's NVCC AHA Training Center, or click their ad on our website. Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class and save a life.
And we all have a friend over there we'd like to say hi to.
Oh, April!
Thank you very much.
That's the one. Now, first, we'll update a couple of stories from yesterday. The company behind that over-too-soon fireworks show in San Diego on the 4th is promising a do-over. A technical glitch Wednesday night caused all the night works in the Big Bay Boom to go off at once, resulting in a display that lasted 17 seconds instead of the planned 17 minutes.
There are a lot of footage of it coming up now, some high-def footage of it, and I watched it about 3 times today. I think I would have been very satisfied if I had gone to see that.
Because it was that intense?
It was pretty damn incredible.
It was very bright.
It was. Right.
I'll grant you that.
Yeah.
And the Florida lifeguard who was fired for saving someone outside his watch zone has been offered his job back, and he's told the company to go scratch.
Yep.
21-year-old Tomas Lopez says the chapter is closed, and he'll go back to school and continue to pursue his career. The Ellis Management Company tried to save face by offering Lopez his job back after a barrage of bad publicity.
I will go back to college or something.
All right.
Susan Ellis. I heard Susan Ellis explaining it. And he has to do it.
Yes. He's going to school. He's going to pursue a career.
That's right.
How dare he?
Maybe I will get into a restaurant or something.
Oh,
God. Wow, that's terrible.
Today's breaking news is about the broken economy. It didn't get any better last month with only 80,000 jobs added, keeping the unemployment rate at a dismal 8.2%. Hasn't been this bad for this long since the Great Depression, and this is 3 years after the latest recession officially ended. News like this hurts consumer confidence, and that hurts everything. People stop spending, even with the falling gas prices. More than half the people surveyed disapprove of Obama's handling of the economy, and no president has ever been reelected with unemployment this high.
I told you.
You know, I've been reading a lot about the Great Depression.
Just and last week, you were like, yes. What? No. Yes, no.
No, yeah. I have Are not you... backed off from my original no. prediction of yes. Mitt Romney. And I was tempted to do it with the Supreme Court
yeah, yeah,
ruling.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't do that because I said, no. I still believe that Obama's going to be out of there. Not enough done with the economy.
And, you know, and everybody says it's the number one issue, and yet surveys of voters show that the vast majority of voters don't think either candidate can make any difference.
Here's another prediction for you. I think we're going to have a low turnout election, and I think the low turnout is going to benefit I almost said the bad guy.
Whitey.
I think it's funny. I said the low turnout is going to benefit
Whitey.
Whitey.
Yeah, because it's like when people are complacent, the incumbent suffers.
Now, you still have some economic data that can come before the election, or you could have something significant happen, a blunder on the part of one of the candidates. But nothing I have
Mitt
seen.
Mitt Romney sex tape.
Right now, I still think it's Mitt Romney's election to lose.
Who do you think
not.
The running mate's going to be?
That's going to be significant. That might be one of those potential screw-ups.
Ann was
but I
talking
don't
today.
So.
Charles Fleischer.
The beautiful Ann Romney was saying that they have not ruled out a female running mate.
Right now, I think the clear choice to me for Romney, I think the most successful choice would be Hoda Kotb.
Oh, God.
She's got the time right.
Obama still has a four-point lead with a two-point margin of error. Mitt Romney's exactly, Andy. Mitt Romney's campaign said a new Republican record in fundraising last month, bringing in $100 million in 30 days.
That's a big deal, too.
Compared to Obama's $60
million. 30 days,
and
Jerry!
My
attorney will be in touch.
We're sorry to report the economy can only get worse with the drought that's being caused by this record heat. Records continue to be broken in nearly half our 50 states, and that drought is killing, among other things, the corn crop. We feed not only ourselves with that corn, but our livestock, and we make other products from it as well. If the corn crop dries up, that will drive up the price
of corn.
That's
the dog I hear again.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's not my daughter.
What the hell is she doing out there with the dog?
Drive up the price of dog food.
Meat fork.
I think he might be loose.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I hear his collar jingling.
Like loose in the house. Frankie, come. Come here, Frankie.
Entree.
Yes, thank come you. In. Panel with us.
Come anyway, here, Frank. Frankie.
If corn goes up, everything goes up.
I bet Frankie would have comments about that life.
What I don't get about the... every time we... It always feels like there's something.
Yeah, every time we start to make progress, something sets us back.
There's something. Yeah. Somebody goes and burns down a cornfield or shuts down an oil.
Well, I thought you were talking. I thought you were talking about the news.
Yeah. Oh, no,
every time
we
make progress, we have to take a step back.
It's a funny parallel. My house is no longer financed by Countrywide because Countrywide doesn't exist anymore. It vanished during the Wall Street collapse. Maybe that's for the best. We now know that Countrywide made discount loans to lawmakers to buy their influence before
that.
All that.
I remember. That's an old story.
It worked for a while. Countrywide mortgages were eventually absorbed by Fannie Mae and Bank of America. Justice for kid-touching priests in Santa Clara, California, a man has been acquitted, found innocent of felony charges of beating a priest he says sexually abused him when he was a child. In Philadelphia, a judge has denied house arrest as an option for Monsignor William Lynn, who allowed an abusing priest to keep abusing 10-year-old boys. Lynn now faces 7 years in prison for the cover-up. And a former Catholic priest from Stockton, California, is fleeing this country for his native Ireland after being sued with his diocese for his alleged sexual abuse.
Well, if you get on a plane and get out here, I'm such a total pervert. I think I'm going to get away. I'm going to go to a nice thatched hut in a nice village with lots of little boys.
Oh, no.
Lots of lovely little boys.
But hello to Stockton.
Hello, Stockton.
Voters.
Hello, Chico.
Voters in Los Angeles County. In L.A. County, voters will face an interesting question on the ballot this fall. Strange but true, voters will be asked if porn stars in that local industry should be required to wear condoms at work. Critics of the proposal call it government overreach.
Might I weigh in on that one also?
Are you over in Ireland already?
What's that?
Are you calling in from Ireland?
I'm calling from Ireland.
Maybe the priests and the porn stars should be forced to wear
condoms. Should porn stars?
What kind of stars?
Should porn stars?
You mean that show on the History Network?
No, porn.
Oh,
porn.
Porn. Oh, pornography.
Pornography.
Of course.
Chewie's not on that one.
Should pornographic movie stars be required to wear a condom?
What do you think?
I say no.
Okay, very good.
Thank
you.
Of
course you would.
Thank you very much.
And finally, a 35-year-old housekeeper named Vanessa opened the door of a room at the Days Inn on International Drive in Orlando and asked if the room needed fresh towels. What Vanessa saw inside was a 14-year-old boy, and Vanessa liked him. Can I touch? Asked Vanessa.
Oh, dear.
Touch what? Said the boy. You hot, said the Mexican immigrant housekeeper.
Or something.
You're weird, said the boy. He decided to lock himself in the bathroom until the flirtatious Vanessa had left the room, and then he called the front office, and that's when everyone found out that Vanessa's real name is Christopher.
Oh, no!
Thank you, Florida. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Oh, he threw it into the end.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
I didn't think it was Florida until he
wow.
You held it back.
Yes, I did.
To the very end. Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Cloris Perry Mitchell.
Yeah.
Medical malpractice happens even at military facilities. KPM, experience, passionate representation with some of the biggest personal injury and medical malpractice awards in the area. At KPM, you will talk to a professional, not an operator, and the conversations are FRE-free. KPM is where other firms send their toughest cases, and they've got the resources to take on the biggest defendants. 30 years service to the community. Check them out. Clores Perry Mitchell, 202-628-8100, and help our show by helping their show. Clores.com for more information. Each case is unique. Case results depend on various factors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Scott Perry, attorney at law. Hey, have a great weekend and try to stay cool, everybody.
It's awfully high. Check on the senior citizens.
When we come back on Monday, it's Parenting Corner.
Yay.
With the one and only Bobo Spiewak. Enjoy your weekend. Congratulations on completing your radiation, RJ. Remember, don't get happy. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
PSA. Elvis Presley.